Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. We're coming to you tonight from Oahu. We're involved in doing some film and cinematography for a couple video projects that we're working on. So I'm here with Sherry Kane, and we're coming to you from the island of Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii. So I hope all you guys are doing well on this election evening. I want to start the program as we typically do. I want to give it up to the Creator for all the glorious blessings. So let's do that right away. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for this opportunity to be with all the folks listening on the Inside Hour on BBS Radio. And we thank you for these blessings. We thank you for the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink that has your vibrating essence, your glory, your power. And we ask for a full anointing for everyone listening tonight over these airways to be blessed, to be happy, to be completely sustained and prospering, even though it is a challenging time in history. We ask for the angels' protection and prospering to bless all the Inside Hour listeners, and may we have more of your Holy Spirit power flow through our bloodstreams to uplift us in your spirit and your service. In Yeshua's name I praise you. Amen. So there you go. Folks, thanks for joining us. Every week we come to you on bbsradio.com. It's midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and we are at 6 p.m. in Hawaii. And this has been an interesting week for us. I pray that it's been good for you and interesting. It's an old Chinese proverb that says it is a blessing to be born in interesting times, and I can't think of more interesting times to be born into than these great times where there's some amazing revelations that are happening. Before we get into what I would like to share tonight, we've got some new information on the Internet that I want to bring your attention to. And if you haven't signed up to receive the newsletter at healthyworldstore.com and also become a member of healthyworldaffiliates.com, I would ask that you do that so that you can be in touch with us, that you can stay on top of the research and the revelations divine, literally, that we've been putting out. It's extremely important for those of you who are new listeners. The revelations, particularly of the 528 hertz frequency and the musical revolution that's unfolding, is really important. So make sure that you get that information and sign up at healthyworldstore.com. Let me introduce, before we go any further and before we even share what's going to happen tonight, the subjects for tonight, let me introduce Sherry Kane, co-host of the Inside Hour. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you? Hi, folks out there. Yeah, we're having a very interesting week out here, and we're actually in Oahu at the moment, and there's a lot of news coming in right now about 528. As Dr. Horowitz mentioned, there was a scientist that was from Canada, from Vancouver, who recently did testing with his partner. His name is John Hutchinson, and he did testing with his partner, Nancy Lazarin, who is a journalist from Minnesota. And together they tested some water from the Gulf that was polluted. And with that testing came back some positive results. John Hutchinson, in case everybody is not familiar with him, he was known for the Hutchinson effect by the Canadian government, which noted him as the person that are actually responsible for the Hutchinson effect. And he does like a lot of work with frequency. So he actually tested the 528 frequency in the water of the Gulf, and it came up with very positive results. So he went to the Gulf after he had tested that sample, and they did testing on it and did audio and radio wave frequency, sent radio and audio wave frequencies into the polluted water samples. And it came up with really amazing results. Actually, the water became clear. Apparently, a chemistry lab in Mobile, Alabama did some testing on it, and the results came up very positive, and the water was clear of any of the dispersants, of any of the oils. I personally would have loved to have seen that and been involved in that experiment. I know Dr. Horowitz has been working on the 528 frequency, and he worked with Dr. Masaru Emoto on healing the frequencies in the water and causing positive energy, sending positive energy into the water, cause the energy's molecular structure to change into beautiful snowflake forms. And they were also able to see, I know when Dr. Emoto and Dr. Horowitz tested the water, they were able actually to see the creation within the structures of the water, to see the birthing of it would look like the fertility and of the humans. And so I want to let Dr. Horowitz talk to you about that a little bit, but there was a lot of research that had been done prior to this testing, and I'm glad that the 528 hertz was used in that way and that it had an amazing effect. So,
well, Sherry, that's true. The magnificent work that Dr. Emoto did on the breath of the earth, that's, folks, one of the really the main reason we're in Hawaii is to advance this beautiful estate. We call it the Kingdom of Heaven. You can get information on it. We're going to be hosting a health retreat, healing retreat for the holidays. So all of you would like to join us and spend a week with me and get your personal questions answered and kind of like hang out with our friends over here, you can go to heavenlykingdom.net. Heavenlykingdom.net has the basic information as to this beautiful place, but the primary reason, if you look at this magnificent place, it's so perfect. It's like a Jurassic Park type of setting where we have Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal warm pools, and it's really foremost in the world in terms of a place for healing. And Dr. Emoto came and he was likewise impressed with the place, so much so that he took some of the steam back to Japan with him, and he did a crystallography analysis on this water we call the breath of the earth. And we've known this water to be extremely powerful in terms of its purgative and restorative energy signature that's held in the crystalline structures of the water. And don't forget, water is a liquid crystal superconductor. It's a superconductor of sound. It's a superconductor of electricity. That's why you don't want to get electrocuted in the bathtub, because it goes from that bath water right into your own body water. Most of your body is 80% water. It's ocean water, and you become a superconductor of electricity, and you don't want to do that. But you can actually understand how the increased energy can flow, and if that energy is of love and is of healing, as, of course, Mother Earth is. And Pele, you know, the concept of Pele on the Big Island of Hawaii, and that's part of what the news is I want to share tonight. There's absolutely stunning revelation. We're going to come back around. We're going to talk a little bit about tonight what the true meaning of manna is, the, you know, the bread of life that sustained the Israelis in their 40-year trek to freedom in the wilderness. Well, we're going to talk about what that is and how it relates to this issue of water and how, in fact, it relates to the Hawaiian people. You can't even imagine the revelations that we are currently having advanced now that relate ancient Hebrews to the ancient Hawaiians and this whole concept of aloha, that spirit of the ha, that spirit of the breath, that loving spirit of the breath that uplifts and sustains us. There's a tremendous amount of new information that is now being revealed that simplify this concept of spirituality and divine integrity, this divine human capacity to have the spirit of the Creator, the source of sustenance, the source of creation, literally flowing through our own bodies, our own Holy Spirit-filled temples, if you will. This concept, you know, we got to come back around to this, but if you look at, folks, if you go on the internet, we have posted exactly what Sherry was just mentioning, Dr. Masaru Emoto's analysis of this magnificent water and the mission of this Kingdom of Heaven in the Hawaiian Holy Land is reflected in the water itself, because the mission is to create a world venue, a world stage for the science of creationism, how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, energetics, to literally uplift and sustain everything. Literally, this concept of a blade of grass reflecting this sacred intelligence, this divine design or intelligent design, whereby that greenish-yellow color is reflecting the heart of the rainbow, is greenish-yellow. That's 528 hertz frequency, is kind of like close to the heart of the heart. So that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love, we now have a lot of certainty based on a tremendous amount of mathematical analysis and physics and this whole understanding of just looking at biophysics. The physics of biology is resonating in 528 hertz frequency optimally. That's why the entire botanical world is vibrating at this color of chlorophyll, the pigment that literally takes the sun's energy, the electrons coming from the sun that are resonating to this divine frequency, and we now even know that to be true based on the scientific recordings of the sound of the sun that have been now determined. When we did the analysis, it seems to be resonating mostly at 528 hertz frequency and harmonics. And relating to this scientific study, Sherry, that you mentioned of Dr. Hutchinson, who took the first samples of the polluted Gulf water, resonated the sacred tones of the original solfeggio scale into those test samples and purified the polluted water, and then went down to the Gulf, and among the frequencies that he used, again in the sacred of original solfeggio musical scale, we know that the third note, the miracle note, like do re mi, ut re mi, in Latin it's miragistorum, and in English it's miracles. The miracle note of the original musical scale is 528 hertz. Now, we published that years ago in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and so you can read it in there. You can also now, a lot of people have posted this information online. If you do a search for, let's say, Dr. Horowitz and 528 hertz frequency, you're going to get thousands of articles now, because now this is a worldwide revolution. It's an evolution, and we call it the 528 love evolution or lover revolution. You know, if you see 528 love revolution.com, it looks like lover evolution. And so this there's many articles that deal with this now, and this concept that Dr. Hutchinson took this frequency among major frequencies of the solfeggio, and he then purified the water. Well, any researcher would have to ask, well, how did that happen? And the rebirthing of that water, or the rejuvenating and the purification of that water, is exactly like Dr. Emoto has been doing for many, many years. He is taking groups, he prays over water with heartfelt, loving intention, again, assuming that you're connected to God in your heart, in love. And that is a clear channel broadcast of spirituality, which is a vibrating frequency. And so, again, just like radio, if you tuned into the wrong station, you're not going to get the message. And if you turned into the right station, you're going to get exactly this powerful, clear channel broadcast. And in this case, of restoration, of purification, of this holy spiritual vibration for uplifting humanity as well as all of nature. That is the magnificence of where we are in history right now. That is the power of the revelations and the revolution in consciousness that we're bringing with this simple mathematics. And so, folks, if you haven't read Love, the real Da Vinci Code, get it at healthyworldstore.com. Begin to use these numbers. Begin to use the frequencies in your own life, because just like Dr. Hutchinson has now proven, and with laboratory confirmation, you can purify your own body water. And one of the recommendations that come out of this is if you take the 528 hertz frequency tuning fork that you can buy for less than $25 at Healthy World Store, you take the tuning fork and bing it, you know, basically chime it on your knee in your bathtub and put the holder, the handle, into your bath water. Suddenly now with prayer, if you add prayer, that taking that bath shall be a baptism, baptizing you in the Holy Spirit of love. Suddenly now, that's one exercise that you can do based on the understanding how you can have miraculous healing in your own bath water. It's one of many, many ways now that we're advancing a whole paradigm shift in medicine and health science and healthcare based on the simplest truths of which now we're talking about, how water is a liquid crystal superconductor, how love is the universal healer, water is the universal solvent, and of course music is the universal language. Putting the music of love into your water, into your body, will produce miraculous healing. And that is really what this revolution is all about, Sherry.
Well, I know that you've been at this for a very long time with your Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which is an amazing book. If you haven't read it, it's available at healthyworldstore.com, and it talks all about the solfeggio. People need to be giving you more credit than they're giving you out there in the world. I don't know where, you know, they need to realize that, yeah, I believe the Creator really had you bring this, you know, to realize this back into the world again. It's ancient tones that needed to be brought and reunited with the world, and I believe that you were sent to do that. I totally see that, and you put your life into this. You've done it, and you've done it way before your time and way before its time, and now it's suddenly coming into like light where people are realizing, yeah, 528 is it. You know, that's the frequency of love and healing. And if you would like to experience the frequency in music, we have a great site called i528tunes.com. You can go to that, i528tunes.com. You can transpose any of your music. You can upload it, and you can get it back actually for free, all your uploaded tunes in transpose form. And also people can actually, by donation, get other music on there on the site that's been transposed into the 528 frequency. So it's great. It's healing music. It's amazing. There's also a great CD available on healthyworldstore.com called Holy Harmony. If you don't have that CD, I definitely would go out and get it. It's by Jonathan Goldman. It's an amazing CD. It's great if you have any children that have health problems. You can play that for them before they go to sleep, or for yourself. It's just great, and I recommend it highly, and Dr. Horowitz does as well. And also, you definitely want to do a lot of prayer, you know. Do a lot of prayer. Take the 528 with prayer, and that's what we definitely suggest out there. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, go to healthyworldstore.com and you can sign up for the newsletter. Get it. It's the latest news. It might not be what you're going to hear in the mainstream media, but it's going to be the truth, and it's going to be a lot of positive things as well as the truth, which isn't always positive. So you really get the full scope of everything that's going on, the best in technology and health technology, the reality, not the stuff that's created, the hydrosonics, what's going on with hydrosonics, which is sound on water. Dr. Horowitz has a lot of information on that. He knows that that's the future of healthcare, peeling with water, and that's not something your doctors are going to tell you. So definitely check it out. Hydrosonics.com is the site to go to find out more about that. Hydrosonics.org. That's the site to go to find out more about sound and sound and healing with water, which is the future.
Well, thanks, Sherry. That is a great website. It'll give you a lot of information. Also, from musicians, this whole Love 528 revolution, go to love528.com. And the Pure Tone, if you ever feel sad, you want a spiritual blessing, you can go to the tuner. There's a free online Pure Tone generator for 528. And by the way, just on a side note of a side, there is something I would like to share a little bit about. It deals with the bad news, but folks, do not mix the tones of the original solfeggio scale unless you know what you're doing. There are a bunch of people out there, really stupid people, that are making money off of the technology and the revelations that I've been advancing. I don't mind making money, and if you're out there spreading the truth and helping people heal, I also applaud you. I encourage that. But there are really some stupid people out there that have been doing something that I don't recommend, and I haven't from 1998. The first time we published Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, wherein we advanced Dr. Joseph Paleo's revelations of the original musical scale about which we were speaking. And then the third note, as I mentioned, was 528. Well, the fifth note is 741. And we told you from the very, very beginning that you do not want to mix the 528 with 741 because it forms what is called in classical music and in musicology the augmented fifth, which is termed the devil's tone or the devil's interval. When you mix those two tones together, as these stupid people are out there on the internet actually producing music, and they're causing people to get sick. And so you don't want to mess with this stuff if you're a fool, and you don't want to mess with it if you're not legitimate. If you are simply greedy and you're trying to be a profiteer, and you're trying to do it in ways that take advantage of the great blessings that the Creator has given us, beware, please, out there. Consumers, beware, people who are involved in this. And, of course, you know, you would think that where we've got this powerful revolution happening that's literally transforming the paradigms, shifting paradigms, where the drug industrialists, for example, are making money off of humanity's suffering, and then here comes Horowitz with a revolution in simple understanding of music and how music and hydrosonics, water, that is vibrated musically and by frequency, suddenly can create massive healing that you don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill anymore. Well, you know they're going to assign idiots and they're going to assign satanic agents and agent provocateurs, which you know if you've been listening to the Inside Hour, I've been whacked over the past many months that there are people out there that are attempting to discredit my work, and that, you know, they're not having a fun time of it because everything that we've been doing is not only simple and easy to understand, but it's also backed by some of the world's leading mathematicians and physicists and biophysicists and people with whom we're aligned that are wonderful and extremely intelligent and very wise. Anyway, there's a couple of articles I want to talk about that just came out, and we notified you via the newsletter. HealthyWorldStore.com has the newsletter sign up. Go to HealthyWorldStore.com and get the Healthy World messages sent to you. We usually send out at least once a month. We try to get out a newsletter once a month, and this particular newsletter has some really powerful articles. One of them I'm going to come back to in a minute. It's called Count Your Blessings, the Real Meaning of Mana and Aloha. So we're going to talk a little bit about what is really this thing called mana, the bread of life, or the major sustaining thing that all the people, when they were searching for freedom, the promised land, escaping Pharaoh and fascism in days of old, what were they eating that sustained them directly from God? I want to talk to you about that in this context we're talking about tonight, this holy water and this Holy Spirit-filled blessing that we're now, you know, just incredibly, humblingly receiving. And then there's another article that is linked to the newsletter. The article is called Eye Dosing is Not 528ing. Warning to audiophiles to beware of evildoers. So this subject deals a bit about kind of like fools that I've just been talking about. You can't even imagine this, but I'm going to be sharing this information. This comes out of London, England. The Mail Online, which is a well-known British news source, came out with this a couple months ago, but it was just brought to my attention in reference to some of these reports that I've been receiving from very few people. Most people receive information about 528, and they start going into i528tunes.com, and they write us thank you letters, and they write us their stories about how miraculous healings have happened, and especially that CD that Sherry mentioned by Jonathan Goldman. I still consider it the most powerful healing CD on the planet. It's called Holy Harmony. You can get it at HealthyWorldStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787, and it's, I think, $19.25, and I recommend it, as Sherry mentioned, at bedtime for people who need healing miracles, for children who need some miracles. Pray with it before they go to sleep, and put them to bed with Holy Harmony CD, and I think you can pretty much expect a miracle, because that's what this thing has been producing for a lot of people. It kind of turns your room into a Holy Spirit-filled cathedral. That's what it sounds like, and you can get a sample of it, I understand, online. But at any rate, this article in the Mail Online, this British news source, is warning people about a new craze. It's craze. It's a good word for crazies, called eye dosing, in which teenagers are using so-called digital drugs to change their brainwave patterns the same way as real-life narcotics. The article is by Daniel Bates. It was published in mid-July. It states that people believe repetitive drone-like music will give them a high that takes them out of reality. And the craze has been so far popularized by teenagers in the United States, but now the Brits are being warned about it. Those who come up with the doses claim the different tracks mimic different sensations that people feel when taking drugs such as ecstasy or smoking pot. The reactions, Bates calls partially skeptical, have been popularized on YouTube and the internet. One user wrote, "Just listen to this. At the beginning, I began to see some blinking light while eyes closed. Then the pitch went up and I began to feel like I'm sinking into my chair. As the pitch went down, I began to feel confident and very relaxed, and I don't want to stand up from my chair. I don't want to say any words." And, you know, there's more quotes about different users. That one's kind of like mild. But they've got pictures of children, teenagers, who look like they're in pain, listening to this so-called eye-dosing digital frequency manipulation of the mind. So I want to, again, just caution you out there that this is a manipulation of the sacred music, and it is sad, and I express remorse about this. I suspect agent provocateurs, probably working for MI6, British Secret Service, and or the CIA, are behind not only the news about this, but actually behind the craze itself, because it makes complete sense that they would want to discredit not just me, but this whole technology for freedom. Instead of freedom, they want incarceration, they want manipulation of the population, population reduction through not only the mass pharmaceutical intoxication and the vaccination intoxications. They do not want this as the most profound, the most advanced and powerful natural healing modalities is sound on water. And so they're going to try everything in their power to get people to think that this is dangerous or illegitimate, when in fact it's the opposite. It is what the way that the Creator works to uplift and sustain everything. And so stay away from eye dosing and stay away from mixing your frequencies of like the 528 hertz frequency. It's the pure tone is highly recommended. In fact, one of the people that listened to a link on David Icke's website, which takes you into a audio file, an MP3 that you listen to, and as soon as I heard it, I asked Sherry to please shut it off quickly. I did not want my room filled with that negative energy. And so I could feel it. And again, it was the devil's interval, the mixing of 528 with 741. And I don't want any one of you out there listening to that, not even for an instant. There's no reason to do it, not even curiosity. Don't even be curious. There's nothing new under the sun. This is an old, what's called the devil's interval in classic musicology, and it's very stressful, it's very aversive, it's not aloha, it's not loving, it's not sustaining, it's not healing, it is the opposite. It is of the devil. So please understand that that this kind of risk exists out there, and of course it would be natural in these end times, when kind of like the final acts being played out on this planet, that the devil doers are advancing this kind of thing. Now, Sherry, if you'd like to comment on anything I've said, why don't you take it? No, you're all right? So, anyway, folks, let's go on to count your blessings. Let's talk about, I think, the most profound revelation that I have been able to attract And I say attract because I have to credit a fellow by the name of Mitch Fine. Mitch has been on the Inside Hour before. Mitch is a prophet. He's a modern-day prophet. And Mitch brought my attention to these previously not connected dots. He brought the dots to me, and he said, you know what, Len, here's what you should take a look at. Look, there's connections between these dots. And so I began to do some research on what Mitch had shared, and sure enough, you know, it's kind of like a mind blower to me. I love having my mind blown about revelations, and this is certainly one of them. So this article is available to you right now for free on the healthyworldsolutions.com. If you go to healthyworldsolutions.com, you can see a series of my essays. There's some really, really great articles here. The first is a mission statement and contents, why I've been doing this website, an essay on water, an essay on what's in a name, why observe Sabbath Saturdays, why consider the mass awakening, the opening of the matrix. Another article called I Am Asks Reversed, May I? There's some great reading here, and the latest new article on Healthy World Solutions is entitled Count Your Blessings, The Real Meaning of Manna and Aloha. And it begins, and I'll just read some of it for you here. As the economy drops and the Illuminati attacks with biochemical weapons of mass destruction for population reduction, how will you survive? How and where will you get your life-sustaining manna? The word manna has been hashed. That word hashed, folks, is in quotes. Hashed. Like corned beef hash. It's a mix-up, a shake-up. Over the years, it's been hashed, this word manna, so much that most people are now clueless about what it really means and what really fed and saved the Israelites from starvation on their 40-year march to the Promised Land. The word hash means to chop up or muddle, confuse something, such as language or the meaning of words. The word also, as an example of this hashed ability that the Illuminati has to confuse us, to muddle the pot, the word conspiracy is a great example. That word conspiracy, for example, was hashed to muddle its meaning. The original word conspiracy came from the French word conspire, used since about 1300 AD to mean to agree, to unite, or to breathe together. Now imagine that, folks. The word conspiracy today, immediately people discredited it, thinking it's conspiracy theory that you're talking about. In fact, it used to be not disagreeing, it used to mean agreeing and uniting, bringing people together or things together, such as breathing together. Now that's fascinating, to breathe together. The reason why I say that that's so fascinating is because if you're out here in Hawaii and you connect with the Kanaka Moli, that's the original Hawaiians, it's the name for the true original native aboriginal people that live on what we now call the Hawaiian Islands, Kanaka Moli. They literally get together. They don't shake each other's hands. It's a Western tradition. They have this tradition of greeting each other where they embrace each other and they put their foreheads together and their tips of the noses together. And they look deep in each other's eyes and they see the light of the depths of the soul reflected in each other, and they literally breathe the breath of life, the prana or the aloha, the ha, the breath of life. They inspire and inspiration, respiration, re-spiritualization. They celebrate the divine communion in each other in a greeting. Now, how magnificent is that? And yet in the Western world today, you know, you wouldn't think of doing that, not only because you wouldn't want to get into somebody's space, but the fact of you've got all these fears about the biological weapons and the spreading of viruses through the breath and the sneezing and the running noses, etc. We have been literally hashed. The whole concept of our culture has been hashed, so that we no longer even have the capacity to embrace each other and look into each other's eyes and each other's hearts and see the soul, the divine essence reflected magnificently in each other. So this phrase conspiracy theory and its negative connotations literally started in 1909, around the time when the Rothschild and Rockefeller League of Banksters began orchestrating their takeover of music, of medicine, of genetics, of public health, of people's minds in general, by hashing words and muddling their meanings. The word manna was similarly hashed, muddled, and confused. Read Exodus 16, and you will see that God appeared before Moses in a cloud. Folks, what is a cloud made of? Rainwater, precipitation, this gaseous state of H plus plus OH minus, that's hydrogen and oxygen, is the creator, is the water. In the beginning there was the creator and the water, even before the spirit of the creator hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water. This is Genesis 1-2. It's the beginning of history. You had the water there. And so Moses sees in a cloud God appears and drops himself as a loving gift, God does, to Moses and the Israelites. Drops himself as a loving gift in the morning dew. That's a quote. Morning dew, end quote. You know, one of the most powerful of all of the natural healing methods, the simplest, least expensive, most powerful methods of natural healing is to walk barefoot on the green grass in the morning when the dew is still on the lawn. Why? Because that green color is 528 hertz frequency. The water connects you to the Ina, to the earth, where that grounding frequency reestablishes harmony in your Holy Spirit-filled, water-filled temple that then goes instantly into divine communion in love with Mother Earth. And that's the sustainer, that's the uplifter. You're made of 80% God, that's seawater, and 20% lava rock, that's Mother Earth. So the elements, 20% of your body is made of the elements, all coming from lava rock. And then 80% is that water. So now here in the discussion of what is manna, in Exodus 16, read it. And you see that God first, he manifests himself out of a cloud of water and then drops himself as a loving gift in the morning dew for the Israelites to collect and then eat or consume as the, quote, bread for life, end quote. But it's, man lives, Jesus said, by more than bread alone. So this is not bread in the wheat sense. This is bread, the sustaining force of the universe that God blesses us with as a gift for sustenance and miraculous healing. That's the water. So in other words, God divided himself from himself as a gift to us, not only putting himself in us, which is exactly what Jesus preached, but also this concept of God divided himself from himself to give us the bread, the manna, for sustaining ourselves. So another concept that you want to think about in this article that is on healthyworldsolutions.com is this term bread has also been hashed to describe money. You know, it's called bread, money, currency, right? The life-sustaining currency. I like that word, too. like the current sea, the sea of green cash flowing now universally from the kingdom of heaven, always available to prosper all of us who have faith in our source, who understand the power of prayer and the power of faith, that has access to the kingdom of heaven manifesting right here, right now on earth as it is in heaven, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. So you ain't going to go poor there, folks. You ain't going to go hungry there, folks. You have no capacity, because it's not your problem. When you have faith in the boss, you give the problem to the Creator with faith and love and positive, heartfelt, loving intention to create a miracle blessing, and the Creator pours forth the manna to sustain and uplift and heal you, me, everyone. So likewise, water is plentiful. Miracles are plentiful. Water is plentiful throughout the universe. Even now, according to NASA scientists, about a decade ago, they discovered water in deep space. They filmed it in ice crystals. They filmed it on Mars. They filmed it in rocks on different planets. And water, as I mentioned, is considered part of the triune God. So God divided himself to create everything. We all source from that one source of sustenance, for that creative power that has this incredible intelligence that we can't even conceive of. Everything is designed by intelligent design. And it's the musical mathematical matrix of creation that reflects that law. Now, relating manna to this concept of holy water and the two triangulated elements in H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, the former H+, you've seen that symbol before in the chemistry, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. That's what you learn in high school chemistry, the main formula for water. Former H plus, H plus donates the exclusive energetic agent of the universe. It's called the electron. While the latter, the OH minus, carries that energy agent, that O, that oxygen, that breath of life, that ha, that prana, that respiration, that oxygenation carries the electron energy vibration. That life that the Bible talks about is in the blood. This is what we're talking about here. Now, similarly, the manna in Exodus came from, the Bible talks about, and the definitions in the dictionaries, and you start to do an in-depth study of the Bible and manna in Strong's Concordance and elsewhere, you begin to realize that this manna came from this thing called the hoar frost, H-O-A-R frost. It is the, quote, white, oxygen-rich coating on a surface formed from frozen dew, end quote. So now you can see there's always been a conspiracy originally between God and we the people to give us life, pure water, and life-sustaining hydrogen and oxygen, pure manna. But these most important spiritual words and meanings have been so hashed, they are virtually lost among a dumbed-down people who remain clueless about life and the cosmic law. The law is the math. One in one is always two, unless you're some sort of a demonic, deceptive entity. Math never lies. It is the law. The numbers 1 through 9 is the law of the universe. From this understanding now, through the perfect circle of sound and music that we've been advancing in these revelations that you can begin to understand, you can go to perfectcircleofsound.com, folks, and you can begin to hear music like, for example, Scott Huckabee, who does this beautiful music in 528 and in 396. Where did he get those numbers? He got them from the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. These are the revelations that we've been advancing in this musical revolution to bring back this sanity to the planet, this divinity, this spirituality, pure. It is simple, and yet it is so pure and powerful. So manna, believe this, it's incredible. Folks, get this. Manna in Hebrew involves counting the numbers. The term manna in Hebrew holds the significance that surpasses our daily bread. Matthew 4:4 says, men live by more than bread alone. Manna in Hebrew, more than bread, more than our physical sustenance, references counting of the Omer, the Omer. According to freedom seekers and Bible lovers, the Torah in Leviticus 23:15 says that we are obligated to count the days from Passover to Shavuot. This period is known as the counting of the Omer. It is related to the manna. An omer is a unit of measure. So just like today we use 1, 2, 3, 4 as unit of measures. In the old days, they used the omer. It was a barley that was cut and brought into the temple as an offering to count, such as counting days. The simple mathematical technology, a grain offering, this now begins to take all those offerings that if you read the Bible, particularly the book of Numbers, you can't really relate to it today. It meant something totally different because everything's been hashed. Everything's been muddled and confused. The grain offerings were as you would give somebody, let's say, today as a gift. You'd give them a computer or you'd give them a calculator to help them add and decipher and discern differences in weights and measures and count days. This was the grain offering of the ancient times that the Bible talks about. It's interesting that the Om in Eastern theology is considered the sound of one. So this is the Omer. This was the essential counting instrument in days of old. The grain offering, the Omer, was this instrument that would bring us to be able to count, which was vitally important in taking in the full power of the manna, which dealt with the numbers and the numbering systems, which is the law. Again, 1 through 9, and if you understand the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, if you understand this predated Egypt, it predated Hebrews, it goes back into Sumeria, it's extraterrestrial, it's off-planet, it's the technology that the Aztecs and the Mayans understood, it relates to cosmology and the sacred geometry of creation to the mathematics of the law. It is that law that sustains us. Now, the Bible, the entire Torah, before there was the Bible, of course, you had the Hebrew Torah. And the entire Torah was sung, every single letter related to a number. So, this knowledge reminds us that the redemption from slavery was not complete until we received the law. Moses was given the law and started counting and recounting the numbers. And this is just like today's most brilliant genius whose work is currently being advanced. He's dead now, but his work is alive and well. His name is Nikola Tesla. He told his students, Royal Raymond Wright, who produces those energy frequency healing machines that we recommend, the Miracle 6. You can go to Miracle 6SIX.com, get information on a Rife frequency generator that's used for healing. He taught his students, if humanity only knew, this is a quote, Tesla, if humanity only knew the power of the threes, sixes, and nines, it would be a completely different universe. End quote, Tesla. Tesla is responsible for alternating current. That's what your light bulbs go on for because of, folks, the copper wires conduct the electrons coming from the sun, ultimately, and from the water, initially. And that electron flow lights up your light bulbs. It lights up your brain. It lights up everything. It's the true source of the mana, the sustenance. And if you understood the energetics and the mathematics of that electron flow, that mana, that essence of spirituality, then you would be vibrating optimally, as high spiritually as you can be. You will be exactly like Jesus, in divine communion maximally, walking on water, because you literally transcend the physical limitations of gravity and everything else, because physicality is based on spirituality. You're a spirit before you're a physical being. This is the technology and the true understanding of the mana that shall set us free, the sustaining force of the universe, and how it comes to us via this horror frost, this white powder of liquid, literally in the morning dew, that so simple yet so powerfully sustaining, uplifting, and healing. This Hebrew letter, for each Hebrew letter, there is a number, and that is the law. That is the truth. Each number held a special meaning or significance pertaining to life or creation. Like about an hour ago, I got into a conversation with a very intelligent MIT engineer who was advancing understanding in this field of mathematics and the physics and the engineering of creation through the numbers. Look at the number 9, folks. It is a spiraling upward into the wholeness of heaven. It is completion in the ancient mystery school mathematics. Look at the stupidity in the Christian community that claims that 666 is the mark of the beast. Gee whiz, there's nothing in Revelation 13:18 that identifies 666 as the mark of the beast. It says, herein lies wisdom, folks. Let those who understand count the number of the beast, for it is also the name of a man. And his number is 666. It doesn't say that the beast's number is 666. Herein lies wisdom. Herein lies wisdom. Counting is done with numbers. Names are written with letters. It is a riddle. It doesn't say to hate 666. It doesn't say to run away from 666. It doesn't even say the beast's number is 666. It says wisdom lies in being able to discern that there is an alphanumeric code that gives us the name of Kissinger, K-I-S-S-I-N-G-E-R, who is the man who you can thank today for bringing us not only the nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet, but the biological weapons in the modern age, including the viruses that wreak havoc with the human immune system, like HIV/AIDS. You can thank Kissinger. Just read the book. Both the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, or read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Get it at healthyworldstore.com. Don't buy it from Amazon.com. They're part of the Illuminati. They try to literally take out the families, the small businesses, the small presses. Support your small presses. Support your family-run businesses. Don't go multinational. So, again, buy healing codes for the biological apocalypse I mentioned earlier, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, not from Amazon, buy it from Healthy World Store. And then you begin to understand, you read this, and you begin to realize that's why we got 666 in the alphanumerics. For every letter, there is a number. It's so in Hebrew, it's so in English. English has been hashed. It's a language to hash the original sacred frequency vibration of the Sanskrit, Aramaic, and Hebrew languages, because when you spoke those languages through your creative instruments, the labiaratum, the lips, if the Creator created through the spoken word, through His lips, you better believe you, as a Holy Spirit-filled, literally sub-creator, or small God, God with a small G, 80% of your body is filled with God, with a big G. So I've got to look at you, and you've got to look at each other as gods and goddesses. And if you understand you were created in the image of the Creator, and you wouldn't send your child to school unprepared, you wouldn't send your child to a planet called Earth, especially with the demonic entities around this planet, you wouldn't send that child unprepared, you'd give them all the powerful technology that you possibly could, including what you're using yourself. You'd give them lips. And you tell them with faith and trust and prayer how to use those lips to pray powerfully, divinely, in synchronicity, in synchrony, and in harmony with divinity, the frequencies of love by which you were created, by which all of the earth is celebrating, all the botanical world, all the chlorophyll, all the greenish yellow in the trees and the leaves and the grass. When a dog is sick, he doesn't go to a medical deity and pops magic pill. He goes and chews on some green grass. And miraculously, he heals. That's how simple this law is. That's the truth about manna. The truth about manna is that it's the numbers, it's the frequency resonance that is imparted to us as a gift for sustaining us and uplifting us with that Holy Spirit flow, the mathematics created by the Creator. To like, with sixes, you see, of course the Illuminati doesn't want you to know the truth. They want you to run away from 666 as they use it in all their own logos. Look at the word Pepsi, P-E-P-S-I, backwards in a mirror, and you'll see. Add the numbers up. 93921, add it up. You come down to a 15, and then you get 1 plus 5. There's a 6 right there, right in front of your face in the mirror. You see the PepsiCo uses the Exxon, E-X-X-O-N, that X-X-O in the center of Exxon. That's a 666. They don't want you to understand the technology of creation that they're abusing. Because if you knew that truth, you wouldn't be susceptible to their manipulations, their coercions, their intoxications, and their enslavement, because you would be arrived at the promised land. You would be in the kingdom of heaven right where you sit right now. That's where that Holy Spirit is flowing. It's right here. It's right now. It's not in 2012. Jesus didn't say when 2012 came, suddenly you'd reach heaven. Uh-uh. It's so close. It's right here. It's right now. And it's accessible to every single one of us that has a heart opened to receive that love, that calling, and ears to hear this message, and eyes to see all the evidence that the Creator has blessed us with through His prophets of today, like Mitch Fine. So, again, I urge people, go online right now. Go count your blessings. The real meaning of manna and how it's related to aloha and how it's in the water, how it is available to us right now, is online at healthyworldsolutions.com. Here's Sherry Kane, who's finished the show tonight. I love you, folks. We'll talk with you again next week. Now you understand why we're in Hawaii.
Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. That was great. Thank you so much for your insight and for your information. The world just loves you and needs you. You're a blessing. If you haven't signed up for Healthy World Affiliates, go there now. That's a way for you that you can help save lives, support the work that we're doing, and also make yourself some money as well. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. You get great, great discounts on the products. You get commissions when you refer. The web link that you get for free, it's a $10,000 turnkey website. There's nothing to pay. You just go on and if you want to make YouTube videos, you can put your link on the YouTube videos. If you have a website, you can get a banner off of Healthy World Affiliates, and you can put that banner in your website and attach it to the unique URL that we will give you once you sign up. And anybody who clicks on it, then they purchase something from your site and you get commission checks each month. So it's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. It's a co-op, healthyworldaffiliates.com. And definitely check out i528tunes.com. That's what we talked about earlier. That's a way for you to transpose your music into the powerful healing music of love. i528tunes.com. And if you want to learn more about 528, you can go to love528.com. We really enjoy you tuning in. Tune in next week, the same time at 9 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Hawaii time, and 1 a.m. East Coast time. Midnight East Coast time. So all of you late night listeners, thank you for tuning in as well. God bless you all. Stay healthy. Don't get vaccinated. And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.